This is a Discovery Channel podcast. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Well, a lot of us say and think that we're not good singers and that we could never become good singers. But there's actually new research that shows that, well, maybe a lot of us could actually be a lot better at singing if we just did it the right way. Here to tell us more about it is Discovery News Casey D. Gardner. So tell us, do we have all of a shot at being able to sing like, oh, I don't know.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
I am a horrible singer, so this story really was interesting to me because I can't even sing Happy Birthday. So there's a researcher out of the University of Missouri, Columbia. His name is Nandu Radhakrishnan, and he wants to find out, or he's studying people that can sing to figure out why others like me can't. And his argument is everyone can be a good singer if they just use their body the right way. So what he's doing is he's taking these trained singers and monitoring them. He's hooking them up to a machine and monitoring their airflow voice production in four different ways and recording it and seeing what they're doing. And then what he hopes to do is take their techniques and apply it to people that can't sing.
All right. So tell us maybe a little bit more about these channels. What does that mean exactly? And how does he measure them?
So what Radhakrishnan does is he hooks his subjects up with these non-invasive tools. He puts like a little oxygen, it looks like an oxygen mask around their face, and then this little band around their neck. And the channels that he's measuring, two channels monitor airflow, and then one channel monitors oral pressure, and the other looks at how the vocal cords open and close for voice production. And so he's going to take that information once it's all compiled and see what each of those elements are doing to figure out why these people are singing well.
So you actually saw this taking place, right?
Yeah, I did see it.
Were they pretty good singers?
Yeah. One was a classically trained opera singer, and the other was a jazz singer.
Was it hard to sing into this device?
Yeah, because it looks like an oxygen mask over their face, and they said no air was coming in. So they sounded not as good as they usually sound. It sounded kind of funny, and they had a tube going down, not down their throat, but on their tongue.
Yeah, it seems like it might be tough.
Yeah.
Still, I'm sure there's some of us that are just naturally really good at singing, right?
I think so. I think so, because I'm not.
just not you and Happy Birthday. Well, maybe this will help you out with Happy Birthday in the future.
I hope so.
All right. Well, KCD, we can certainly see more of your stories and this story at discoverynewsvideo.com. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.